Welcome to another edition of Because Biker Matter Podcast. I'm your host, David Vega Schumann. And today, my special guest is Lisa Weyer. She is the executive director of All Kids Bike. Welcome, Lisa. Nice to see you again.
Thank you, David.
So let's start with a little background. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Sturgis, South Dakota. That's where I was born and raised.
What a coincidence. It kind of puts everything else in perspective, so that's good. So when did you get interested in motorcycles?
I've always been around the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally since that's what I was growing up being involved, you know, around. But as far as particularly being interested in the motorcycle community, wasn't until I became the director of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. That kind of forced me to, one, learn how to ride a motorcycle. I grew up actually on a farm east of Sturgis, so dirt bikes and that type of off-road vehicles were always kind of popular for us as kids. But, you know, the Harley-Davidson wasn't sitting out on the farm ever. So got interested in that when I began doing the director job and organizing the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally for the city of Sturgis, which was in the early 2000s.
So tell us a little bit about the process of organizing the rally. What kind of things were you doing?
Sure. So the city of Sturgis actually implemented a department that would be within city government, a full-time year-round department that was charged with organizing the rally. In the past, prior to that, the early 2000s, they had always contracted that out. So contracted a sponsorship company for the most part. So when early 2000s, when I took it over, it was just kind of having a face to the motorcycle rally, also the customer service side of things. So my department, which was a department of four females, ran the operation of the rally as far as organizing the vendors that would be on city property, coordinating events that would happen throughout the week as far as involving the city of Sturgis. And then I was also, very aware of working with all the other entities that were involved in the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So Sturgis Buffalo Chip, we would always make sure we included their events on our schedule events. Going to different other motorcycle rallies just to promote Sturgis and just be, you know, forward facing as far as that we, everybody knows about the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, there was a face and that we were an event to be recognized and just network with the motorcycle industry.
It's interesting you said everyone's aware. They clearly know the name, but I don't think they have a clue about all the things that go on and all the things behind the scenes to make it work, because it's significant.
Yes, very significant, especially within the city of Sturgis. And, you know, from closing down streets to those vendors coming in to all the events that you need, you know, possibly law enforcement escorts involved with. So yeah, a lot goes into it.
For sure. So how long did you do that?
I was the director for about 5 years.
And how big do you think the department is today? So four or much larger?
I think it's actually probably a little smaller, believe it or not. I would say they're probably three or four size of a department. They now do other events though throughout the year. So that's a little bit of a different change. And then of course the sponsorships that are involved as well. So about the same size as far as the department, but doing very similar to the same work.
I mean, from my 5 years of being there, I think the one thing that stood out to me was the state didn't waste any time getting involved either, both from a tax standpoint and whatever else they could do to make sure they got, you know, their hands in the till.
They did, but I'll also disclose that I worked for the State Department of Revenue. So, I was the director of the motor vehicle division, in the Department of Revenue, but dealt a lot with the sales tax, business tax office. But yes, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, as probably common knowledge, is very, lucrative to the state of South Dakota, you know, not just to the city of Sturgis. The city actually has the expense of putting the event on. So they have the expense side of it where, you know, state and other municipalities that are local to Sturgis don't have that expense. So it's truly all just the kind of the revenue side for them. But it makes a huge impact for the state of South Dakota. Very, you know, the largest tourism event that we have.
Well, considering the distance between some of the exciting places to see in the Black Hills, you know, like going out to Spearfish, and there's Deadwood. Of course, Deadwood has expense too, because they get a nice amount of traffic out of the rally. But
correct, yeah.
Yeah, but there's, it's important enough that Christy Noem makes a point of being known and being there, which is very cool.
Right. Yeah. Anytime you have your governor want to be hands-on, I mean, she learned how to ride a motorcycle because of it. So has participated in motorcycle rides for the last few years. And, you know, one thing I'd comment on what makes Sturgis, you know, the most popular motorcycle rally is our riding. There's nothing like it that's in the Black Hills.
That's for sure. And the governor, she's very approachable. And very, I mean, just very nice person. I mean, I met her a couple times and I was like, wow. And maybe she'll be vice president soon. Who knows?
She's very down to earth. Yes.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that. So let's talk about All Kids Bikes, since that's the big sign behind you, just like I got mine. what's the mission of All Kids Bike?
So All Kids Bike, truly our legal entity is called the Strider Education Foundation. We're a 501c3 organized, and we reside in South Dakota. Our mission is to teach children how to ride a bike in kindergarten P class. That's, you know, very simple mission, and we try to accomplish that through our All Kids Bike Learn to Ride Kindergarten P program.
And what are the goals of the program?
So that the program truly is to teach kids how to ride. Most people think that, you know, parents are handling that and taking care of that. That was kind of the way it was in generations before us. But only 1 in 4 kids will get the opportunity to learn how to ride a bike on an annual basis. So by us being allowed to bring this program into a PE class and actually have it to be part of the PE curriculum, we are touching the kids at the earliest time that we can in the school system. So we're getting that opportunity to teach them how to ride a bike in that kindergarten P class. That then leads to, you know, hopefully they have a love for bike riding, love possibly for outdoors. It leads them to a healthier lifestyle, gets them off of screens and off their phones and iPads and the games that they play. So it's truly just hopefully teaching them how to ride a bike, but leading to other things throughout their life. Obviously, you know, the foundation to learning how to ride a motorcycle is learning to ride a bike. Your first introduction to the two wheels. So
that balance thing.
That balance thing is very important.
For sure. So are the majority of the schools that get this program are really serving underprivileged children? Is that fair to say?
That is a fair comment. So most of the schools that do receive our All Kids Bike program are Title I schools. So underserved locations, the families, you know, are able to get free or reduced lunch programs. That's how Title I is determined. So they're in lower income families that the schools that we serve.
So how long has the All Kids Bike program been around?
So we started in 2018 with our All Kids Bike Learn to Ride program. And so we've been going for, you know, ever since. We're getting stronger every year, more programs going out the door every year. Right now, since 2018, we have about a little over 1,300 programs out there. So that
you
means
answered
that...
the question.
Sorry.
That's a lot, though. That's a bigger number than I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, 1,300 programs out there. I think it's about 1,350 programs. But that means that, you know, 130,000 kids on an annual basis are getting to learn how to ride a bike in their PE class. And the program itself has a lifespan of 7 to 10 years. So by calculating that 10 years, we're looking at over 1 million kids getting the opportunity to learn how to ride a bike through this program.
That's fantastic. So what are the challenges with the schools in terms of them saying yes or saying no to accept the program?
So some of the challenges with the schools that we find, it's new. You know, PE has been kind of ingrained as far as what that is, and that's, you know, playing dodgeball or, you know, jumping jacks, you know, things like that. So learning to ride a bike is a little bit of that outside the box. And so we do have some schools that just think, you know, that's not possible. There's too much of a risk there or a liability. But what we truly tell them, you know, it's no different than playing basketball. There's always a risk in some activity. And for our learn to ride program, where we're using the balance method with a Strider bike, you know, the child is on their feet for the most part. They're walking around with the bike. They're learning how to, you know, balance with it. They're learning to put 1 foot up and then 2 feet up, and then they're gliding along, striding. So they always have that control with their feet. So the risk is just the same as you would playing dodgeball or any other
activity. No. Dodgeball's got to be way more risky.
Well, you're probably right there.
Yeah, I think there's more sprained fingers and
getting hit in the head.
Getting hit in the head, right? The nose goes, you know, that kind of stuff, for sure.
Could be, yeah. But it's just changing that mindset. And then again, it's changing that mindset that the parents aren't doing, you know, aren't able to teach the child how to ride at home. You know, that could be the fact that they don't have the resources to purchase a bike, or there is just isn't the infrastructure for, you know, a bike path or park that's nearby to teach the child how to ride.
And just the expense of, if we're talking about under, you know, served communities,
correct,
the expense of the bike itself.
Correct.
What is the cost of one of the Strider bikes?
So our program is a complete program. So what you get in the All Kids Bike Learn to Ride Kindergarten P program is a fleet of 24 of the Strider balance bikes. So it's designed for a PE class. And that's the average size of a PE class. So 24 of those little balance bikes, 24 fully adjustable helmets, 24 pedal conversion kits, because these bikes start from a balance bike and then go to a pedal bike. And then one teacher instructor bike, which is a larger bike, and also with pedal kits. So they're doing exactly as what they're going to teach the kids how to do it. And then we also provide two metal rolling storage racks that store all that equipment into one place. We provide the full curriculum, all the lesson plans on how to teach somebody how to ride with a Strider balance bike method. And so all of that comes at the price of $9,000. And like I said, that one-time cost of $9,000 will last up to 10 years into that one school. So they're teaching 10 generations of kids how to ride with a $9,000 cost.
Phenomenal. I love that it even has a rack to store everything. That's pretty
cool. Yes. Yeah, that was an enhancement.
Yeah.
We made that enhancement just last July, because that was one thing that schools, one of their biggest obstacles, they just didn't have the storage. And so we wanted to make sure that, you know, we're trying to make it as easy as we possibly can for a PE teacher, because we know they're busy. We know they have 24 kids that they got to deal with or more. So if we can make it easy for them to implement the program and it's a fun activity for the kids, then we try to do whatever we can.
And what have you seen as the reaction of the children that learn this program?
I go to a lot of the reveal moments where we have a donor that wants to actually be a part of that reveal and show the bikes to the kids. So usually the bikes are all covered up, and then, you know, we'll pull the curtain or whatever to show the bikes. It never gets old seeing those kids and their smiling faces. I mean, their reaction is always just pure joy, excitement, a little bit of, you know, disbelief that they get to do that in PE class and do that at school. But yeah, it's always just a very positive reaction.
That's fantastic.
Check out all the beautiful classic cars around me. They're detailed to perfection, and I'll bet their insurance policies are just as good. We want to thank our sponsor, Motorcycle Safety Lawyers, a division of Schumann Legal Personal Injury Lawyers. They have over 35 years experience handling all types of accidents. We want to be your personal injury lawyer.
So explain how All Kids Bike goes around raising these funds.
So we provide a method where we work with donors. So we're always asking donors if they're interested, and we're getting more visibility and word of mouth. So we've been very fortunate that we've been able to work with some donors such as HGR, which is engineering company that's throughout worldwide, actually, but we only utilize the US offices for our programs. The NASCAR Foundation, Cole Irvin of Baltimore Orioles, Kenny Clark of the Green Bay Packers. I mean, we just, Ryan Dungey Foundation, we've just had some tremendous donors that have stepped up and really understand what impact they are making by gifting this program to schools. So when we have them on board, then we, explain the program. They tell us the location or sometimes even a specific school that they want to gift the program. We reach out to those schools, explain what the program is, get them interested in the program and excited about it. The school completes an application form that truly just kind of gives us all the information that we need. We then give the PE teacher access to our online curriculum training, so they complete that. And then we get the bikes to the school and then do that reveal moment.
So how do the teachers react to this opportunity?
Teachers are very excited. I mean, we get testimonials from teachers that, I mean, they tell us firsthand of the impact and the change and the transformation that they're seeing in the kids who get to learn how to ride a bike at school. We kind of have that saying, it's more than a bike. It's truly building that confidence of kids. It's, giving them social interaction. We have some reports that, the little shy girl that, hardly talks in class gets on the bike and becomes, very social. Or, the kid that maybe has autism gets into the PE class riding a bike. They're just like any other kid. They get to be, included. So very transformational. We've had teachers tell us this is the best program that they've ever, been involved with, teaching all their, years in PE courses. So, again, very positive.
I think the fact that you give them the entire curriculum is a monster help to an educator.
Yes. Yeah. We provide all lesson plans. So it's eight lessons that it takes to teach a child how to ride a bike. And we even map out all those lessons. We provide the games, activities, the milestones of what they're supposed to be looking for. I mean, it's truly that plug and play program.
One of those things you hear about and go, this is actually something fun.
Right.
You know, you get to enjoy and the kids get to enjoy and the teachers, that's really something special, especially now when so many schools have been cutting back on PE and, some of the other things that we got to do when we went to school.
Right. We've even had some PE teachers that didn't know how to ride a bike. So they learned how to ride, right along with the kids, or else they kind of did it before they introduced the program to the kids in the class. But we have had that case where, adults didn't get that opportunity to learn how to ride.
I mean, I've seen a couple years out since you mentioned the Sturgis Buffalo Chip, and we would never leave them out of a conversation like this. I remember at the every year there's the competitions with people painting the bikes, and seeing some gorgeous, they're this big, but they get amazing paint jobs. In many cases, copying. An actual motor, a Harley or whatever that's been like a Diva Amy, I believe it is.
Yep.
So she had her bike, a painter actually duplicate her bike on a Strider bike. That was amazing.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. So Rod Woodruff and the Buffalo Chip help us out every rally. And so the Flying Pistons hold a benefit breakfast. And so we provide a Strider stock, Strider in a box. And we provide those to bike builders, or even now we're getting into some like high school classes that are into the mechanicking and things like that. So we provide that stock Strider to them. They transform it however their imagination sees it to be. And what ends up being the result is just, phenomenal. The customization that they do sometimes. Don't quite know it's a Strider
Oh,
because they
especially when it
customize
comes
it
a
so much.
chopper. Right. When you see
Sometimes,
a
yeah.
chopper, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the imagination that comes out of that. But yeah, so the Flying Pistons, then we do a auction every year at Sturgis Buffalo Chip, And the proceeds of that go to gift a program to a school.
Also, I've seen them at the Mecum auctions, at the Mecum motorcycle auction, for example.
Correct. We did used to do them at the Mecum auction. And now we've transformed that a little bit where we just do the auction. It's an online auction, but a live presence where all the bikes are at Buffalo Chip.
How long has the Flying Piston Benefit Breakfast been involved with All Kids Bike?
I would say it's probably been since 2019. It was pretty early on that they started it.
Nice. Thank you, Marilyn and Jeff.
Yes. Yeah. Very fortunate that we have Marilyn and Jeff to help us. Absolutely.
Yeah. We just saw them a few weeks ago in Daytona at the, Buttercycle Safety sponsored the Flying Pistons Benefit Breakfast in Daytona. So we saw a lot.
Yes.
A lot of great people, a lot of generous people coming in to, you know, buy items that were up for auction and help raise money for this program.
Right. Yeah. So we do. We don't have the little Striders, custom Striders at Daytona. We only have those at Sturgis. But Daytona Flying Pistons Benefit Breakfast does also raise money to help fund a program. So we get two programs typically each year out of the Flying Pistons.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
And quite, what a facility at Teddy Morse to be in the pavilion and have all that space.
Yeah.
And the stage and everything is pretty cool.
It is. Yeah. Very impressive.
So what else could you tell us about the program or what's going, anything special going on that we should know about?
As far as one of the things that's, you know, very exciting for us that we're doing right now is the state of North Dakota. So Governor Burgum provided funding to put the All Kids Bike program into every elementary school in North Dakota.
Oh, my goodness.
So we are getting those out the door. It's about 250 programs. So we are getting those all out the door and hopefully to get them all into schools before the end of the school year. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. That will be the first state that is truly having the All Kids Bike program in every elementary school.
And again, 24 bikes in each school. They're sticking to the same thing.
That's the standard program. There are a few rural schools that they don't even have, but, you know, 8 students in the school. So they'll get a little smaller fleet. But yeah, we accommodated that to fit what that classroom size was. But yes, every school will have bikes to teach kids.
Wow. That would have been fun if we had that. But I had my dad when he was alive. Of course, we were young, you know, up and down the sidewalk. You know, that's how we learned. But
yep, and probably on training wheels. That was the method. So
yes.
So now we're no training wheels and use the balance method.
Well, I think of my grandson. He's he'll be 11 next month, and he didn't even use training wheels. Of course, he
just took off.
Yeah, and he rides on motorcycles now too. So
yeah, yep. That's a normal transition.
Yeah. Yeah, Grandpa, let's go for a ride. Grandpa, let's go in the pool. I hear that. It's funny. Anything else you'd like to share?
No, that's kind of one of our biggest accomplishments. We're very excited about that. But, you know, we're also just excited about all the donors that help us out and all the schools that are willing to, you know, teach kids how to ride a bike. And we're just very appreciative, you know, of where we are today.
Understand. And that's really why Motorcycle Safe Lures got involved. And no one knows this yet, so it's kind of a reveal. But we're going to run a campaign to select a school and let social media vote on what school will receive the program in the Chicagoland area. So that's very exciting. We're looking forward to that. And if someone wants to know more about All Kids Bike, where do they go?
So our website is allkidsbike.org. And all the information is on there about our kindergarten Learn to Ride program. And then also we do have an inclusive program, which that program is aimed to teach older kids, even to adults. And whether they have a disability or not, it just gives that opportunity for people that didn't get that chance to learn how to ride a bike, the opportunity to learn now.
Very nice. Well, I thank you very much for your time. It's a pleasure as always. I know we'll be talking again soon. And
thank you, David. Appreciate your time today.
You're most welcome. David Vegas Schumann, signing out.
Check out this 1948 Harley Hummer. It's a beaut. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast today. If you liked it, please share it with your friends and family. If you happen to be coming out to the Las Vegas area, send me a text. I'd love to join you for a ride. David Vegas Schumann, signing out.